You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Friday, December 18th, 2015. It's the day. Star Wars.
Star Wars Day. It is here.
So, you'll get that review soon-ish.
Yes.
I think this is a movie that, even though I say it all the time, like, we have to do a Star Wars episode. We're going to actually physically sit down
and do this one. Because
are we going to do it, like, after we see it, when we get out of the theater at, like, 6 a.m.?
Probably not. Unless I'm so pumped up on it, yeah. I'm like, I got to do it now.
Or unless I'm like so defeated where I'm just like, we have to talk about this now.
Yeah, it could go either way.
And make sure that they lose money on this movie.
Be like, let's prevent people.
Yeah. Also a heads up, movie theater people didn't get to see this movie early. So think about that when you're walking out of the theater talking about the movie.
Yes.
Disney didn't allow any theater screenings. Huh? So
okay. That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I always try to do that, but like, yeah. So,
Netflix recommendations with Bob and David. Watch it, even if it is only 4 episodes of comedy or 5 episodes. I don't remember how many it was. Mm-hmm. And one behind the scenes. Watch it.
All right, my recommendation is The Da Vinci Code with Mr. Tom Hanks.
America's Sweetheart.
Yes, it is. He goes and searches clues and solves stuff and. People are after him. And
yeah.
It's cool. Check it out.
This is the first one, right? The second one?
Yeah, that's the first one. With like, that monk dude.
That was crazy.
Albino monk.
That was crazy.
With, who is it? Is that Ian McKellen?
No, it was, his name? Vision? Paul Bettany.
I'm not thinking of the old dude. The old dude who has, like, the Isaac Newton scroll thing. It's an old dude. I think it's Izzy in the count. I'm not going to check. Is Paul Bettany's in that movie?
Yeah, he's the monk.
Oh, he's the monk, yeah. But I'm talking about there's an old dude in it. I think it's Ian McKellen.
It's a race.
Let's see.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Ian McKellen, yeah. So... check it out.
Yeah. You want to go through what's on Netflix?
Yes. On Netflix today is F is for Family Season 1, Glitter Force Season 1, Making a Murderer Season 1. There it is. Mike Epps, Don't Take It Personal. Tomorrow on Netflix, Chloe and Theo. And Sunday on Netflix, Leo the Lion, Magic Snowflake, and Santa's Apprentice.
Okay. Let's get into some freestyling.
Freestyling?
No, I'm just kidding. So, what did you do this week?
All right, my week, interesting week. Monday is pretty bad day for me at work just because I was told that one of my coworkers died on that day before.
Oh, wow.
And it was pretty bad in the office. It was just not a great day.
Were they, like, old?
No, that's the worst part. Early 30s.
Wow.
Just out of a heart attack out of nowhere, and we're all shocked. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And one of the guys that works there, it's his son. His dad works there also.
Oh, my God.
So it was just, like, it was, like, really bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, let alone, like, having a coworker die.
Especially because, like, you work at, like, a really small office,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. We had literally, let's see how many people we actually got. We have under 10 people. We have, what is there? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we got 9 people working there.
That's nuts.
So, yeah. So it just caught us all off guard. It's just unexpected, and it was crazy. And his dad's going to still be there. And his dad's, like, the nicest guy. He's the nicest guy. He's, like, always has a smile on his face.
Man.
So he's been out the whole time, and I haven't
seen him.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was real bad. So my week started off pretty bad. But then... I didn't do pretty much. I just was working pretty much the whole week, and then Friday I went to Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah,
to go snowboarding. At least that was the plan snowboarding. This is the second time I went with Brian last year.
Yeah,
we were trying to go snowboarding, and that didn't happen then because that was weather related because there was no snow, it wasn't open yet. This was weather-related, but in a different way. When I first get there, the cabin is... It's like there's a driveway is like down a hill.
Yeah.
So like the cabin's down there, and I got people are already there, and they parked down at the bottom. I got there, and I was like, if I go, like, I know my car. It's such
is it
a small,
your car?
It's my car. Oh, wow. I went straight from Ventura to there.
Holy
so
Christ!
I was like, this is the worst car to take here.
Yeah.
So I get there, and I'm like, even if there was no snow, I don't really trust my car getting up this hill. So I was like, I'm going to find some parking on the street. And I couldn't find one. So eventually I decided there's a little bit down the hill. And then there was a space right here. Mm-hmm. Where I could park. So I went there. Everyone else went down here. So I was up here. And then the next day we decided to go so we just hung out that night. And then the next day we're like, okay, we're going to go snowboarding. It's like 11:30 or something. And we're trying to get the car. First, we just try. We try to go one car. We have chains on it. Get one out, and we can't get up the hill. There's three cars down there trying to get up the hill. Can't get up the hill. So I go, oh, shit, okay. Now we got to break up all this ice. So we basically cleared the whole path, cleared all of it. It took us – first, we were clearing little by little. We're just like, okay, we'll clear a path just for tires. We did that. It really wasn't working out. So it took us a total of like two, like
no
three
salt or
hours.
Anything?
We had salt, but – it wasn't really melting it fast enough. Mm-hmm. So we're just like, we had this broomstick. Like we're just finding stuff lying around. There were shovels we were trying to go to that, but what actually worked better was using a broomstick to just crack up all the ice, because it was mostly the ice that was the problem. Mm-hmm. We were just sliding. So we ended up like using this broomstick, but we beat up the whole and it was the owners of the Airbnb's place. So mm-hmm. I don't know if they were going to try to replace that or what, but. I don't know if we'll get charged, but so we started doing that. So eventually we clear enough of a path, get one of the cars, we get the car up. It worked better going in reverse. So we reversed it up, got it up, got a second car up, and then we get to Usher's car, which is a big van. And I think it's four cylinder. So trying to get him up. He keeps falling back down. No matter what we do, we basically cleared out the whole path. Keeps falling down. So we eventually just give up and are like, okay, we're just going to stay here pretty much because we can't get... Well, I guess we could have still gone, but it was like so late in the day by the time we got the two cars up because it took us so long to do it. So we like took a bunch of break. We took a break, go eat something, came out again to try Oxford's car again. Same thing, didn't work. And then eventually at night, we're like, we'll try one more time. So we tried one more time, and then Uxer had the idea we'll take the chair, we'll take the seats out of the car, and that's eventually the last straw that did it. Is he basically got over the hump, but we still had to. He got to a certain part of the hill, and then we had to like push him the rest of the way up. We got him up, but it was just like a nightmare of figuring that whole thing out, and that's why I didn't park down there.
Nice.
But everybody else was like, "Oh, I was even saying, I was like, I don't think I'm going to park down there." And they're like, I think you need to park down here. It's like, it'll be fine. And I was like, I know my car. I'm not doing that. And I didn't think it would affect anybody else. But yeah, kind of delayed our snowboarding at all. So we weren't able to go out at all. And then something crazy happened Saturday night. Uxer related, drinking related. That combination.
Not a good one.
Is, so we're just messing around in the backyard. And when it comes to Uxer, we all just started getting into like a fight, just messing around, like tackling each other. So there's like four of us out there.
Oh no.
But at least we were all willing participants this time, but still.
Yeah.
So we're just like messing around, tackling each other. And then we tried to team up, tackling each other. And then eventually, I think it was me and Uxer versus two other guys. And this, we were doing like best of three, whoever can tackle who first. It got down to the last one. This was the last time we're going to go in right after this. After we're done tackling this last one. And Uxer, he gets tackled, falls down. He falls down on his wrist. So he thinks he sprained his wrist.
Yeah.
So he got like pretty messed up. Like I think it's swollen up and stuff. But we didn't go anywhere. And I think he's trying to go to the doctor today or something. So I'll update you on what happens to that. But yeah. He seems to follow Oxford around. Is there's always something.
It's like Final Destination
with drinking and he just likes to tackle people. I don't know. It's kind of his thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was somewhat unexpected, but somewhat expected. But yeah, I had a good time. That was fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That was my week.
Nice.
Well, that was pretty much my weekend and yeah, my work week.
Yeah. Let's see. For me, Monday, my parents went to Singapore. Mm-hmm. So I was home alone. Tuesday, just went to work in class. And then Wednesday, I had like a presentation, big presentation.
Mm-hmm. This wasn't the class that you went first, was it?
No.
That was previously, right?
That was another thing. Yeah. This was like the end of semester, and it was such a fucking mess. Like, we were supposed to first meet on at Fullerton. Then Tuesday night, he's like, I can't meet at Fullerton. So the guy calls around Irvine. We get a room in Irvine. Then Wednesday morning, our presentation's at like 1. Wednesday morning, he's like, I can't meet. And the teacher's like, well, I'll just meet without him. And then ended up coming. So he had like an hour and a half or something. It was crazy. But yeah, that went all right. That was Wednesday. Wednesday night I had a class. Thursday had class. Then it was Friday. I went to work all day on Friday. And then decided to get Taco Bell on my way home. And then I was like, this whole weekend is like pretty much organized for me to just do homework. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep doing homework. And then Friday night, I come home, eat, and I was just like, I'm just going to take a nap instead.
Take
and
a
I
break.
Left yeah. until like 9 o'clock. And then I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. So I did like almost all my work yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I have a little bit more to do today. And then I need to like read 4 chapters of a textbook and have a test tomorrow on that. And then Tuesday, I have like an in-class essay that I can write ahead of time. So I'm thinking about taking tomorrow off of work, either writing my essay tonight. Mm-hmm. It's like a 4-page double-spaced like essay. And then 1 page on like something on like recommendations for the class. And I have to write another 1-page thing. So it's like 6 pages total. I think it's 4-page maximum. So 6 pages total. That I can either try to write tonight or tomorrow during the day. Mm-hmm. And then I have a test tomorrow. Tuesday, that's all I have. Wednesday, I have a test, which is only on like advertising. So hopefully I do well. I don't know. Then Thursday morning, I have a presentation where I have to do Q&A, mm-hmm. which is like scary because I think I'm a much stronger presenter. But then there's people who feel like they're much weaker than I am at Q&A. So mm-hmm. they took all the presenting parts.
Yeah.
And like I did Q&A well last time because I talked a lot. Mm-hmm. And like my team's just like, Drew, just let us have a chance. And I'm like, okay. I see how it is. And then Thursday night, I just have to turn in a paper that I already finished. So I'm pretty stoked on that. And then I'm free for 5 weeks. I'm good. Probably just going to overdose on Netflix, if that's possible. Find out.
You finally get a break from hectic.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Hectic schedule for the...
I was thinking about that. Like this last week, I was driving up to school and I was like, I can't believe my 300-mile like commute weeks mm-hmm. is going to be over soon.
Yeah.
Because, like, I arranged my schedule for next semester much better, where it's just, like, I just am at campus, like, for, like, 5 hours or something.
Consistently.
Yeah, instead of, like, driving back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I look forward to that. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I got an Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my dad has one.
Yeah. So. It's pretty nifty. It's yeah. I like waking up and asking it what's the news.
Yeah. It's just like a neat little thing to have.
Yeah.
Because
I haven't ordered anything.
Yeah, it's not that expensive anyway, really.
And then I got my fancy headphones. Oh, that was a nightmare that day. Because they tried to deliver it Wednesday when my presentation was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you have to sign for it, right?
Yeah, you have to sign for it. So I got a text saying follow this link and tell us what to do and we can either reattempt delivery. And I wasn't home any of those days. So I was like, I can't do that because I couldn't sign for it through my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, or you can schedule it for pickup. So I schedule it for pickup the next day in Irvine.
Yeah.
But it's not really Irvine. It's it's past the district
mm-hmm.
where it's barely in Irvine.
Yeah.
It's on the border of Irvine. So it's so I schedule it for pickup there. I get home that day and I see a thing on my door saying oh, just sign this. And next time we try to deliver it, we'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
So I was like, son of a bitch. So I signed that, hang it back on the door. I'm at work, and then I get a text saying, your order is ready for pickup.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, God damn it. So it's 4 o'clock. And after I got that text, I went on their website, and I was like, reschedule delivery,
mm-hmm.
hoping that they would deliver it again. But there's no, I couldn't go through the website I went through earlier.
Mm-hmm. There's no cancel pickup. It's you decide.
And then it's 30 minutes away from my work.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm driving. Oh, I felt like I was driving forever. And I get there at 4:50 and they close at 5.
Oh, my God. just in time.
Yeah. So I got my headphones. And then I couldn't listen to them because I had to go straight to class.
Jeez.
So I had to leave them in my car, which was the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because it was in a pretty big box. Mm-hmm. It was in this leather box right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to put it in my backpack, and I had to take my laptop to school that day. It was a mess.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out. I mean, now they work, and I got to listen to music, and it's awesome.
But actually trying to get it delivered.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
So, that's about it.
Sums it up.
Yeah, it looks like things are working out. I don't know. I'm surprised. I'm almost done. I have my list here. I have to do a peer review, which I'll do probably tomorrow. My 3-event page, which is one page written on 3 events that I had to do
mm-hmm.
this semester. Sales in-class paper, which I can do ahead of time. My management final, my advertising final, marketing paper and presentation, which I'm working on right now, mm-hmm. paper turn-in, which I don't have to do. Oh, marketing portfolio. I forgot about that. I need to do that. That's due on Friday, though, so it gives me some time, mm-hmm. which is just bullshit. I just have to make up a resume and then write about 3 things I did at Fullerton. Mm-hmm. And then I'm done. And then I just have to take astronomy, comparative religions, and visual communications. My last semester of college.
Sweet.
Ideally.
Coming to an end, hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm meeting my counselor the Monday after finals mm-hmm. to talk to her and be
just
like...
Just confirm it all up.
Everything's done now, right?
You got no secrets.
Yeah. So, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
That's it, I think.
Seems like it.
Oh, Serial started again.
Oh, yes.
Did you listen to it?
I did. Did you?
Yeah. And then I think I told you how I have a friend who was he's a veteran and he was in the Army.
Oh, yeah.
So that night I asked him, I was like, I'm sorry if you don't want to talk about this. I understand. But I was like, I feel a lot of people are going to ask you this now knowing that you were in the Army and he was in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what are your thoughts on the whole Bo Bergdahl situation? And he was really candid with me, which I thought was really cool because I guess he had friends who were stationed with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I told him everything I heard about the GI infections and everything. And he's like, you think that's bad? He's like, I was in worse conditions. We didn't even have electricity. We had a generator that was allowed to run for like 6 hours a day. Mm-hmm. He's like, I think this guy was like entitled piece of shit who doesn't know how anything works.
Yeah.
And was trying to do anything. And then apparently he went off the deep end and like had a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. And that's why. So it was interesting because I was like, I'm obviously going to trust his opinion more than.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's how I kind of feel. I feel like against him at this moment. I'm kind of like.
It'd be very hard for me to be pro him.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, I don't really see, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm glad he's not dead and stuff, but I mean, you're really like putting your, like, at. It's not, there's no thought involved at all. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thing.
I got a text from Usher just now.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, guess where I am right now. Awesome. So.
Karma, man.
Yeah. So I guess that's a good place to end it. Find out what happens to Usher next week. Maybe we'll get him on the podcast next week. So
see his side.
So we can get his side of the story again.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Come back. Ideally, this weekend we'll have a Star Wars episode.
Yes.
But if we don't.
Well, it'll eventually come up. We're going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, he's at Kaiser in LA.
Ah.
Jesus Christ, that's far.
Damn.
Fractured wrist.
Oh, that fractured wrist.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't like. He was trying to move it and it hurt him. It was like. Didn't look great. Didn't look great.
Oh, sure. That's what happens when you drink alcohol, kids.
Yeah.
Don't drink any alcohol. The devil water.
It happens with us.
Yeah.
Like, I think if it's certain other people, that's not going
to
happen. But.
It's crazy. I remember when he used to just puke.
Yeah.
And that was the worst that happened to him.
That used to be it. Now it's a lot more dangerous.
A lot more hospital visits.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be reset, but he needs a cast.
Oh, okay.
Can we sign it? I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, I think he's saying jokes about that.
So, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.